Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Back Pocket Podcast. Thank you for... fucking hate myself. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Back Pocket Podcast. This is the fifth episode, but it is the first time that we record in person and the first time that we have on a guest. Jake, what do we talk about with this guest?
Well, with our guest, we went into a little bit of our history, the three of us together, talked about some finances, talked about some lady talk, and finished it off with the long-awaited segment of talking about Now That's What I Call Music.
Yeah, we've been promising that since day one, so all those long-time listeners, you got what you asked for.
You asked, and we delivered.
So here's the episode. Enjoy.
Back Pocket, a podcast by Jake and Dylan.
This is a pretty big event, a pretty big occasion
for Dylan. Oh, wait. Let me get this straight. We're going to roll with what we just recorded.
Some of it.
All right, yeah.
Now, I don't know if we can use this.
That's fine. Have to edit it. That's fine. Hey, that's fine.
No, shut up. Anyways, we're in person for the first time.
Heyo,
which is pretty cool. I'm touching Dylan right now,
and I'm gonna also grab Jake's knee.
Yep.
And if you're watching the live stream that we have going on Twitch, remember to follow us on Twitch. It's Back Pocket Podcast. It should be the first
twitch.tv.com.
Yeah,
/ Back Pocket.
What I just learned right before recording right now is that if you search us on Apple Podcast, first podcast that shows up.
Sorry, continue.
As Back Pocket, correct?
Yeah.
So yeah, all of our pocket heads, our butt cheeks, our
booties.
Our booties are
nice asses.
Oof.
Save hey, that for lady talk.
Girls, we see you. You're out there. All 28% of you listening.
Yeah. It's anyways,
20% jump.
That is. It's a lot better.
But yeah, so as you can tell,
we thought to celebrate we would bring in a third with us.
And it's just another dude for you ladies out there. Who do we have though?
Now you can talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, guys?
He sounds handsome.
Guys, I'm blushing. You don't have to. You don't have to hype me up. Please hype me up.
Yeah. So his voice is deceiving. His voice is deceiving. He's
sake, please, I need this. I am so nervous right now.
Please.
He may sound attractive, but
he's a sexy boy.
He's R.
He's R.
He's R. He's beautiful.
Introduce yourself.
All right, guys. So I don't know if you've heard, but Jake has a roommate.
Yes.
And it's me. My name's Randy.
It's my roommate, Randy.
Hey, here, yay.
Thank you. Guys, I feel so welcome.
Yourself,
I know,
weird.
Please. What?
Huh?
They can't see.
Yeah, but the three of us actually know each other super well. Well, pretty darn well.
Pretty darn well. As
fairly well.
As we were recalling earlier, we all came up in the early 2010 bar and bat mitzvah scene of San Diego.
Carmel Valley specifically.
Yeah, uh-huh. Just going to all of the greatest. I mean, we'll bleep this out, but...
Oh, that was really fun. Pretty much what we're saying is we peaked. We peaked in 7th grade and 8th grade.
Oh, really? That's the most fun we've ever had.
Yeah. I haven't smiled since.
I've just pretty much hated everything since.
Yeah. Usually people hated middle school, but
not a phone in sight.
God, I fucking love middle school. You can go back every day.
I want to be there.
You might be asking, what's my natural high? It's going to bar and bat mitzvahs, mm-hmm, without any sort of alcohol, mm-hmm, or
definitely
any other
parents there. Mm-hmm. A wooden dance floor in a ballroom, mm-hmm, lights.
Just kids grinding.
Yeah. Just sober young kids grinding.
See, and the thing is, bar and bat mitzvah is perfect age 13, but quinceañeras 15, no. Like, it's just something about that. I went to one, and
you
that
went
was...
to a quinceañera. I never went to a quinceañera.
I haven't either. How was that?
Did you?
Here comes the bleep.
Quinceañera. And you would have thought it was her wedding, the way.
Dude, yeah, they're big. Was, yeah, they're a big thing.
She was dating at the time.
Oh.
Just getting that beep is getting worked right now. But, like, literally, you would have thought it was their wedding the way that. You would have thought it was their wedding the way that everything was just dolled up for them too, even yeah. though you would have thought it was her day.
Oh, they did both of them.
It, well, like he was largely involved in the festivities, so
pretty cool. He got a quinceañera too.
That was crazy.
A quinceañera. Oh.
Yeah, so I don't. You guys probably weren't there, huh?
No,
not definitely not there.
So yeah,
I did not know her at this point.
What I lack in bar and bat mitzvah experience, I make up for in quinceañeras. Yeah, my specialty. My special one,
from what it sounds like.
Back Pocket Podcast, the official podcast of quinceañeras. Are you turning 15? Are you of Latin descent turning 15?
Are you Hispanic and 15?
And girl? You have to be a girl, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ladies, if you're out there, all 20 plus percent.
Ladies, hit us up. If you're 15
and you're a listener, we will MC your quinceañera. I took Spanish 3 in high school and college, so hit me up. I know past tense verbs.
Whoa.
I know all about that imperativo, let me tell you.
So, Randy S. Aki. Oh, God. Anyway, so here, to set the scene for you, imagine three dudes on an L-shaped couch, Randy in the middle.
Yeah, Randy in between us.
I know.
He's got a nice fuzzy pillow. This thing's pretty dope.
It's good. I feel comfortable.
The big plush owl thing.
We had a couple drinks in us too. Not a couple.
One drink that was two drinks.
One drink that was two drinks. We're feeling great.
Yeah.
Just happy to start.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Start.
I just feel good. I feel really good right now. I feel good about this. I feel good about us.
I feel good. I feel like no one still really knows who I am.
No, that's fine. They don't really need to know.
I think that's the...
Do you want them to know? You don't have to.
Like, what do they want to know? My height?
Maybe.
All right. God. Randy just alluded to it. As you all know, even though this is the first guest we've ever had on this podcast, as is tradition, every time you come on the Back Pocket Podcast as a guest,
you got
to introduce yourself. So, Randy, let's hear it. Name.
We want your name.
Start with your name. Let's hear it.
I want...
Randy. That's okay. The name. I okay. didn't
just,
pick
just
it.
Just one word.
Just one word, just Randy. One word. People love to call me Randall.
I've called you Randall.
God, I can't believe I just said before. That. Now he was gonna.
I'm guilty.
All right, what's your
guilty as charged?
What's your occupation, Randy? That's always the second question we ask.
Right, and how much sure money?
Can find you.
Yeah.
Do you have a social security number? Do you have one of those?
Yeah.
We can bleep it out. It's fine.
Oh yeah, no, I'll just say it. I mean, what else?
Credit
cards. Credit card.
Yeah.
The front and back. We got the little
front and back is good.
The code for sure.
Do you carry around a copy of your birth certificate with you by chance?
No, but on my passport, does that work?
I can take. Yeah,
that can work. Yeah, cool. Perfect. So occupation. I look at computer screens every day.
Yeah, we're talking three different screens, bitch.
Three different screens.
We're talking two laptops and a monitor, bitch.
And I might borrow someone else's to look at theirs too. Yeah. Sometimes you guys
comes in here and just. Comes into my room and just yanks my shit out.
Yeah, I'm like, I
need this.
Need
and I don't say anything because I know if I talk back, it'll be bad.
But. Yeah. No.
So three screens, huh?
Mm-hmm. Just a lot of graphs.
What a life.
And I don't want to get hung up on... So three screens. Everyone, if you're listening, that's three screens. And so Randy, tell the people, with these three screens, what is it that you're doing from... You mentioned earlier, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. What can the listeners out there expect from Randall during the day on his three screens once again?
I mean, yeah. Well, okay, I'll run it step by step. I wake up, open one screen, YouTube.
Just instantly.
That's third. Come on, that's third.
I can't. YouTube. I was counting in the other order.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Bad. And then the main screen, the one in the middle, that's just what I have to do every day,
mm-hmm.
which is going back to the first screen, YouTube, and then third screen, porn.
Porn.
And then now that's covered. That's really that takes
loud.
About like an hour.
Loud too.
You can hear it.
It's blasting it. Yeah,
and well, that's I mean, what
connected to the speaker in the living room.
See, that's why it always cuts out on my end.
That's why I can't hear it so well, dude.
God. So I have to turn it up so I can hear it. God, that makes sense now.
Because, Jake, remember when you...
neighbors must love it.
Before you guys moved in together, I remember you were texting me like, hey, I reached out to his college roommates, and the one thing they warned me about was
he listened to porn, really
loud.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, I didn't know it was going to be a problem.
So
I never knew.
So suddenly we're holding court for Randy here. Listening to porn really loud. What's our take, people? Back or our butt cheeks out there. What do you guys?
The butt cheeks.
It was just talk show.
as I'm leaning.
Just slanted up on the couch. Just, what are we thinking?
I'm the host. Randy's my guest. I feel. Have you seen? Have you seen? Gone Girl.
No.
Never mind.
Ben Affleck is in it.
Yeah. There's
and
just...
Emily Ratajkowski's on.
Yeah. San Diego's very own Emily Ratajkowski.
She went to somewhere around here, right?
She went to SDA. And, of course, a great teacher at Canyon Crest, Mr.
Bleep that out.
And we've talked about him before.
Bleep that out.
Same one who's bullied me and given Jake a... encouragement with his fashion.
Him and I got along so well, but he legitimately like was not a nice guy.
but that same guy, I remember him like bragging about Emily Ratajkowski being one of his students, which in hindsight is like weird. Yeah, tough look, man.
She's like, oh yeah, that when I taught her when she was 12.
Should have seen her then.
You see her now? You see her when she's, what, 16, 17?
he's bragging. He's like, I called it. I knew she'd do that.
Way too invested in it. God, fuck, I knew
it. The other teachers were like, that's not cool. But it's like, no, I'm right. That's the thing.
Look at all these pictures we took together.
You're like, mad because you all know it's true. You all want to say it.
But anyways.
I feel like I got off to too hot of a start. So what I actually do on those screens is...
they're all porn.
All porn. Except one screen.
I try to lie and make up cool shit like YouTube and Excel. But no, they're all porn.
They're all porn. Just, you gotta have three going at once. Different girls.
It can't all be the same thing. Yeah. It's not all the same videos.
POV. You got...
Hentai.
Hentai, of course.
And then...
classic.
German fart porn.
What?
Just what like that? Normal stuff, you know, blondes, big boobs.
Yeah, and then what?
Just stuff, you know. Just you know, teacher stuff. I'm your teacher.
we're gonna
have sex and I'm your teacher.
Yeah, definitely that is on one of the screens.
Also the German fart porn, you know. I cannot get enough.
I feel like I need to stop talking about what I do for work.
Like all jokes aside, I mean, now that we're venturing into the market of having guests on our show, we know that you listeners are listening to hear from Randy because he offers a ton of insight on the world of, you said, financial world,
the real estate world.
The financials, the real estate,
the money. I make
money.
Not a lot, but...
There's money, yeah.
We had polled our listeners, and everyone said, we want financial insight on the Back Pocket Podcast, which has had nothing to do with financial.
Up until this point. No.
And so, hard left turn.
Fun fact, my degree's in finance.
Oh.
It actually is.
So, we have an expert.
So, the king has been dethroned by his roommate.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know why we didn't talk about this before, but I thought finance was going to be my shit, okay?
God, you know you can still have it.
I didn't even know you were financially invested.
I didn't either.
I thought I was born.
I thought I was lying.
I didn't believe it either, man.
I didn't know we were doing this right now.
So if we're trying to get financial, I'm interested.
Yeah, so Jake, wow the people with your finance.
Yeah,
we don't need to pay attention to my finance.
Oh, I mean, we got to start off. Let's go. Yeah, I mean, let's start off.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know?
What's your latest...
analysis?
Not just your latest option to make money. I think that's a good way to start.
Option? Are we talking options or are we talking just like what am I doing to make
money? What are you doing? What are you doing right now to make some money?
Well, I have a flourishing photography business that I run on the side. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's at Jake's Prints on Instagram. You get any print you want, really good shots. people totally. I sell them all the time. Sell so many. Mm-hmm. So I'm many. Actually almost getting tired from how many I'm selling. But there's always more that can be sold.
Uh-huh. Too many pictures to be taken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And remind the people, where can they find this?
That is at @Jakes_Prince. Just something for casual on Instagram.
And you've probably already seen it.
You've probably already seen it. Yeah. Dozens of followers.
Yeah, you've definitely seen his pictures, even if you may not know it's from him. It's him. All the cool pictures you see, it's him.
Yeah, you probably talked to him when you were, you know, hanging out and you were drunk and you were like, I want some of those prints. I'm going to buy some. And then I'm just like, yep.
It's him. It's Jake.
And then it totally happens. Yeah. Always follow through.
It's always.
With that.
Just the amount of people that have probably walked up to you and said, like, hey, man, like, my room doesn't have enough photos in it. Like, I saw your pictures. Those could totally look good.
Yep.
How do I get them? Oh, that's how I get them. Cool. Mm-hmm. Just no.
I even share, like, an Adobe, like, library with them that they can access.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, sick, man. Like, yeah. You get back to me on that. I'm not pushy with it, but it's always like.
So to all you listeners out there at Jake's Prince, remember, if you visit at Jake's Prince Instagram page and decide to buy one of his photos, make sure to use code Backpocket at checkout.
At checkout.
Where you will get 25%.
Backpocket 25 actually is the
Backpocket 25, where you will get 25% off your next purchase. Although this offer.
So it'll only be.
You can offer them a kiss, maybe. I don't know.
Kisses. Okay. $10 and a smooch.
But only if you do it now.
Ooh. Yeah. This offer won't last long.
No.
Actually, I feel like it should probably I know last two long. People who could probably get it at the very least.
As I inch further away on the couch into this corner.
I don't know what's going on. Hey, I think my mom's here.
Haha, very funny, guys. Mommy's trying to sell me these photos. Come pick me up.
God, Not again. What else do you do besides photos? Investing? Have you invested in anything recently?
I may have invested in something, which I definitely wanted to talk about. With all the investment craze that's been going on, you know, you got your GameStops, you got your, what is it, Deep Value, your options contracts, you know. I thought, why not hop into Dogecoin? Because
Dogecoin.
And because it's really cheap. It's only like cents, and so I put in like $400 on Dogecoin, and I managed to buy it when, like, for a brief, not too brief of a window, but a somewhat brief period, it kind of spiked and was at like 7, almost 8 cents when it had gone up from like 3, and then it dropped immediately, and within hours I was done. I think I lost like $250 like in a couple hours, which isn't a shit ton in the grand scheme of things, but I was just like, oh, fuck.
So much for that.
Daddy fucked up big on this one. We're gonna have to wear a couple extra coats, Randy.
So much for that financial degree. So Randy, as our actual financial analyst,
I will tell you what Jake did wrong, and I haven't told him yet, but I actually bought some yesterday.
Oh, I
probably had a better price.
Nope.
Nope.
I did not buy it at a better price.
What did you buy it at?
I bought it at 5 cents.
Okay.
Well, that's, you know. I bought it at the peak as well.
Yes.
So that within 20 minutes, I think I lost about $100, $200 too. And Dylan, did you have any finance knowledge?
You've been financing?
Yeah, so actually. So, I was on Twitter, and I saw everyone talking about GameStop and whatnot, about a week ago? A week from when we're recording this right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I am someone who has zero knowledge in stocks. I guess in fifth grade, our teacher had us, like, you know, learn about the stock market, and that just wore off. It has not stuck with me.
Oh, you didn't keep up with it?
No, nope. And, it's never something that's interested me until, of course, all this drama. I think anyone that's like a guy our
anyone
age,
who's anyone is talking about stocks right now.
Ugh.
Any man around, you know, 23 to 20, probably way more than that, but if you're anyone who's 23 right now, like us, I'm talking stocks.
And that voice, that character right there is inspired from Sex and the City's very own Samantha.
I forgot her name.
That's exactly what that sounded. That's exactly what it sounded like. Oh. Samantha. Oh, stock market. Tell me more about that. Oh,
finances.
But
finances, that's kind of lady talk.
Yeah.
Ladies love finances right now.
Yeah.
We can combine this with a little rib for her pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, GameStop. Why are you dropping? Why are you so volatile? Fuck. Oh, the market as a whole right now. Why are you so volatile?
Yeah, so I did my homework in regards to just like keeping up with the news, at the very least. But
more like keeping up with the Kardashians.
Yeah. Anyways. But yeah, of course I enjoyed all the memes and everything that came out of it, but it wasn't like I was gonna act upon, you know, all the madness and everything that's going on, considering my knowledge. That's why we brought Randy in, basically like, hey, help me, man.
We didn't actually want to catch up with a friend at all. No. I know you and Dylan haven't seen each other in quite some time, but like, right. Mainly, he actually, when I brought up Randy coming on, Dylan immediately was like, oh, you can talk about finance shit. He didn't even like, he almost like he didn't even remember, like, oh, we haven't talked in a minute. Oh, like, it's been like, what, like a year?
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Exactly, and so that's why I brought my portfolio, and I had a list of questions for Randy about different investments that I should and shouldn't be making. So let's start here, Randy. GameStop, where are we on it? Is it too late? And
it's never too late. You just gotta hold.
So, all right, but can you...
hold.
Can you actually I don't know if this is something that our listeners, because you guys are our listeners.
Yes.
That's not going to get old saying. I'm speaking to one person and one person only right now. Our listeners.
Our listener. in parentheses with an S after. Because maybe it'll be two.
Hopefully.
It'll be fluctuating enough where like people are starting to listen and totally stopping that there'll always be maybe one, maybe two.
I'll probably pay someone to listen at least for
really
a couple minutes. Yeah.
So as our financial analyst, Randy, tell the people out there, just give them some advice. Act like as if you're a hotshot, you know what you're talking about. Like, hey, this to the moon, hold, sell, all that terminology.
You know, the stuff I've been hearing recently people say.
Yeah.
The stuff that Twitter seems to be freaking out about.
Right.
Other 23-year-old men are just like geeking out over, and I suddenly have an interest in
talking
well.
About
right it's yeah I mean about. You guys brought the right person. I've been studying this for the past 2 weeks.
Flex those muscles, man.
Yeah, I'll do it. So hedge funds.
Careful, your shirt's about to tear.
Ever heard of hedge funds?
Muscles. Hedge funds,
they steal money.
Hedge funds, what is that?
You know, great question, but we're gonna skip over that.
Over the Hedge. That was a movie, right?
Nah, that was a good movie.
Hedgehogs.
Do you remember Hedgehogs? Sonic. But Over the Hedge? When was the last time you thought about that movie? That pretty time. Stellar cast, actually. William Shatner was in that shit. Other people, I think Bruce Willis was in it too.
Oh yeah.
Over the Hedge, Hedgehogs, Sonic Burgers. Which brings us back to GameStop.
GameStop, yep. Because those like employees, they're always at Sonic.
Across Randy's lap.
Across Randy's lap, but also in person.
Yeah, I wish I was doing it. I wish you guys could see me miss it.
This is literally your first episode.
I know.
Okay, so don't. All
right, yeah, so
I was pushing
don't
it.
Don't just try to like...
Right,
like
to
Dylan,
join.
Dylan and I, you can see, we have a good rapport.
Right.
And you don't just like, oh... Like, you don't get to just join in on the thing.
Can I come on the episode? Can I be your financial... Yeah, Randy, come on.
Yeah. I'm sorry, yeah. Honestly.
Act like you've been here before.
Ask first, at least. And then we'll think about it.
All right, Jake's not getting any financial advice from me anymore, but I'll tell you guys.
Say it with a big...
Yeah, Jake, can you leave for a second? I'm going to tell people how to make money.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Randy, do me a favor. This financial advice that you're about
to give. I didn't make it.
Oh, there it is. He's gone. Goes.
This financial advice that you're about to give.
I really want to go into practical sound effects. I think that'd be a really cool thing to
You're
do.
Still here?
Yeah. Oh, bet you thought I left.
I was hoping.
Anyways, no, I'll actually leave now.
So this past minute is brought to you by Jake walking away. But Randy, financial advice. Give some like random, just spit some financial advice out here, some investment.
Oh, oh, he's back. He's back. He wants to know about the money.
Can I come back yet?
Yeah, I guess. So I think
And say this with a big chest. Let the people out there know, like, this guy fucks. This guy knows what he's talking about.
Pop them titties out, boy. I'm in real estate. My best advice is to sell the house you're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
You'll make money. That's fast. That's quick money. Sell the house you're in right now. Get that money and then maybe buy another house. I don't know.
Use a specific real estate company.
Yes.
I don't know which. Just one.
Just one. I'm not going to say the name, but they're the biggest.
Probably a green one, I'd imagine.
Green one. Biggest in the world. Go through them. Why not? No, but there's no really financial advice right now. Everyone's just scrambling for money. We're still trying to get some money from the stimulus check, right?
I hope mine... Dude, I got the first one.
Stimmy. I didn't, yeah.
I don't know how.
I never got it.
But I got it. The 1200 one. I was like, hoo-hoo, bitch.
Listeners,
I probably don't deserve this, but okay.
Great opportunity for interaction here. Comment or tweet or hashtag... I got my stimulus check in my back pocket.
Oh,
hashtag that. Uh-huh. Comment that. Let us know. That way we know who got their stimulus check.
And who we can ask money from.
Yeah. Well, also shoot us some money. Mm-hmm. You can support the podcast now.
I just activated that.
Shameless plug. You can support the podcast by donating. You can
give us money to do this. Get in early. What is it? You can donate $1 a month? $5 a month? $10 a month? I don't really know.
And that'll incentivize us to, for sure, put out episodes once a week or so. We're definitely not just going to, like, sit on that money that you
give us. No. Yeah, we'll totally still do the podcast. Keep the podcast going.
Wouldn't that be a shame?
We just clear, you know, $8 each, maybe.
Get our money. Our money's back.
That is... not quite as much as I've sunk into this, but I'm in bad, actually. I'm in pretty bad.
Which is why we don't trust Jake with investment.
Right.
No good investments. I was supposed to learn about this shit, but no, it's really not been working out. This is just...
sunk cost. Good, man. All right, Randy, you got some girl talk for the ladies.
Randy, do you have some girl talk? Any girl talk you want to get off your chest?
Any girl talk? I don't know.
Just the realm of women...
It's been pretty lonely.
Randy, don't say
I wouldn't lonely. Say lonely. That's pretty insulting, actually, to some people. I don't know.
I don't know personally.
Console you night after night.
All right, that sounded bad. I have to be honest. I'm saying started off lonely when the pandemic first hit. First couple of months, you don't know what to do. You haven't seen a couple of people. You haven't seen anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But... That's the time to download those apps, right?
Okay.
You get Tinder.
Yep.
You get Hinge and you get Bumble. Baby.
Yeah, the trifecta. The Holy Trinity.
At one point, I had all three at once. Yeah. And that
I was putting in solid 10 hours a day, at least.
Yeah, it was a full-time job.
Yeah.
You got to check on each
constantly.
App.
Yeah, constantly crafting the profile.
Uh-huh.
Seeing what works, seeing what doesn't.
Right, exactly.
Being creative with it, mm-hmm. not being scared to try new things.
Yeah, you gotta put out feelers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, those one-liners.
Sometimes they work, you know. Pretty much every time they don't, though.
But there's always one or two, you know, who are just detrimental and they reply to you. You're like, yes. Like,
I gotcha, bitch.
You gotta go with the go-tos.
I want to hear.
The go-tos, like...
What's your go-to?
I'm 6'5", and it all adds up.
Controversial opinion here. Pineapples do belong on pizza. I stole the key to your heart right there.
I'd fall for you if you tripped me.
Oh, have you guys heard of this? What are you guys overly competitive about? And it's someone saying everything.
Everything. Anything you can be competitive about?
What's your go-to line, Jake?
My go-to line?
Okay, let me paint the picture.
Okay.
You see this girl.
Okay.
This is the girl you don't want to mess up. Super attractive. Oh, you have one shot. Yeah. Your best line.
My best line.
You're hot.
please reply.
You say,
here's my phone number. You can text me. I know
we have. You say, hey, I was watching the Weather Channel, and it looks like you could expect 3 to 4 inches sometime in the future.
Damn.
How many times has that worked?
I mean, they must at least see it, right? They usually don't reply.
Well, the thing is, as a man that's done extensive research on his own reproductive organs, all of us know 3 to 4 inches is well above league average.
Right.
And, everyone knows, okay.
If so there's lying at that point. I think we all envy a man that's packing absolute heat, 3 to 4 inches of just solid.
Am I right, ladies?
Solid steel lithium ion shaft.
Plutonium.
A torpedo.
Torpedo. One of those pool torpedoes you would use. But not the big ones.
So girls,
you know.
So the weather's one. That's the one where you can't.
Oh, probably
mess
the
up.
Best one. You just hey.
I'm a nice guy.
Yes, hey.
Hey, exclamation point. Hey, smiley face. Hey, winky face.
Hi there.
Hi there. Hiya. Like hi. H-I-Y-A with the hand waving.
That really gives off the vibe of you're super.
Yeah, you could do open. You could do you're hot.
I like
you're pretty.
I like howdy with the cowboy.
With the cowboy.
Yes, cowboy.
Yes.
The girls are like, oh, that's really sweet, and maybe he's got like a little southern flair to him, although it says he's from San Diego.
That's south.
South.
Well, we are from the south. They're in California.
The westward western, is it western or westward expansion?
Just feel it out.
The south of
westward expansion.
Yeah, I think that's definitely it.
Southward expansion.
So we got the weather, we got the hi there's, the hiyas, and then we got the usual, I'm 6'5".
Yeah. That's easy. I'm 6'3".
6'3", 6'5".
I don't know if you saw.
Things that we can all relate to.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what my go-to line is after those. I think
do you
I
have a
go-to
line?
I think I do think I have, a
it's always just based on
whatever's
in the profile.
Hey.
Mine's,
howdy.
Hey.
Can you teach me how to surf?
Ooh.
And then must be on birth control.
Nice.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah. Well, you don't want, you know, the sharks to come.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why.
But that one's strictly for Tinder.
Okay,
that's a Tinder line.
What would a Bumble line be?
A Bumble. Well, I mean,
that's reactionary.
They have to start. They start
they
off.
They have to start
okay,
on Bumble.
I'm going to be honest. We have a best line. Like we try to just say something to grab their attention.
Yep.
But on Bumble, the girls, obviously, they go first. And I don't know, the most I've gone, or not the most, but usually what I get is just a hi.
Hi.
Or hey, what's up? Just boring stuff, you know, nothing to catch the attention.
Hi.
I don't know if you guys have.
I mean, that sounds like work. Hi, hey. Hiya.
And you're like, you're a girl?
I know, it works.
But you're interested in me? Oh.
Are you sure? Is that the right one?
Ugh.
But I'm just saying, I wish they asked about my day, you know, instead of just a hi.
Yeah, you know.
You know, they're too
actually
aggressive.
Care about me.
Yeah,
care about
they
for
just
want
to know what I'm up to, what my plans are for the night, and I'm like, ask about my day.
Right.
Like,
where are you at? What
right?
you doing?
Yeah,
come
what are you doing?
Like, it's so
ugh,
so shallow.
I know. It's like talk to me. Just talk to me.
Yeah.
I'm a person.
You know.
Just talk to me. It doesn't always have to be like, oh, come. Yeah, I want to fuck. Come over.
Yes, I'm awake.
Yeah.
Are you up?
I am up.
Yeah. No, actually, I want to go to bed. I'm kind of tired.
Yeah.
I have a long day ahead of me. Why don't you ask me about what I got on my docket?
Yeah. So, you know, girls, we feel you. You know, I'm right there with you. Girl power, girl talk.
Right. So
we're just a couple girl bosses out here doing our thing.
Yeah, I don't like Bumble because they're just too aggressive.
I've never used Bumble. I feel like it's too much work. Well, you know, lady talk. This podcast is
ripped for your pleasure.
Oh, Jake.
Or is it her pleasure? I don't remember. Either way, it's ripped.
for her pleasure. Am I right, ladies? Have you guys gone on any dates off these apps before?
No.
Randy, I'm the host. I'll be asking the questions.
Yeah, Randy.
I don't want the question directed at me. That's why I want to get it off first, you know.
You're deflecting right now.
I am.
Have to bring the muzzle back. All
right, here's a classic Dylan overshare that you listeners have grown fond of and are constantly asking for more of. But my mom recently before going on a Hinge date, my mom.
Wait, is this one of these classic Dylan overshares that we all know about?
You asked for them, everybody.
You asked, and we shall give.
I'm giggling to myself, and I feel like it's just the same delivery every time I say something that I'm like thinking about beforehand. Like, do I really want to share this? And then whatever. Just get off my chest. Get off. So my mom recently.
Welcome to Dylan's Ditch. What do we got? What are we serving up today, Dylan?
So we're talking Hinge dates, and I was about to go on one recently.
Delish.
I'm about to go on one recently.
Papa get wants this. Some more.
We'll get this.
Yeah, I'll take seconds.
We'll get this, Jake. You're going to want thirds after you hear this one.
So. Excuse me, waiter. Yeah, I'll take this to go.
I'll have what he's having. And basically, so I'm about to go on a Hinge date.
Oh, what's this special? Hinge? Yeah, I'll be having that. Okay, I'm done.
Sorry. All right, everybody. So, really? About to go on a Hinge date. Classic Dylan overshare here. And my mom asked me, oh, you're going on a date. What's so special about this girl? Like, as if there's, like, all these prerequisites that need to be met before going on a Hinge date. It's like,
oh, of course.
I don't know. I've talked to her. She's a girl. We've been able to, like, plan this.
She breathes.
Can she speak on her She own. Responded to my text and said, yeah, I want to meet you in public at night with...
What more do you need?
Yeah, come alone. Which I just inferred, but, like, yeah, of course I'm bringing alone.
Mm-hmm. Bring your friend? No. Share your location with your friends and family? No. What are you doing? So, no, that was the overshare. Okay, it was just the fact that my mom asked just such a sweet question of like,
what makes her so unique? What makes her so unique?
God. Before I'm about to go on the scene, just like, well, the reality is, mom.
No, that was classic. Honestly.
Well, we do always, this is the first time we've ever had a guest on the show, mm-hmm. but.
Randy technically didn't have any time to prepare for this, but we did.
Okay.
As we hinted at, I don't know if anyone picked up on it last episode. We're gonna go into some. I guess this is music talk now.
Yeah, music talk.
Welcome to music talk.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Just the Dr. Pepper. I definitely that was the Dr. Pepper. Little sweet. Oh yeah.
Little sweet.
Good for you, Justin Guarini, or whatever his name was.
Sure.
American Idol. Music.
Yeah.
But.
Music. Stuff that I call music.
Now that's what I call music. So we had said that we would listen to an album, like, and now that's what I call music, and then debrief on them. Mm-hmm. At least Jake and I. Randy can chime in with whatever musical expertise, because we all know.
These songs are going to be pertinent to your life, without a doubt. Randy.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Okay, I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready.
So as I was driving over here to Jake's, I noticed. I was like, "Well, shit! I did not do my homework."
And as Dylan was coming over here, I realized, "Oh shit! I didn't do my homework."
And so then, as I just found out, I also didn't do my homework.
Yeah. Well, I expected a lot more.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, guys.
So we'll talk about this. Tomorrow.
So my my process consisted of, well, hey, I'm driving over to Jake's. Let me just type in. I went on YouTube and just typed in, now that's what I call music, hoping for like access to. I am someone who doesn't subscribe to Apple Music or like Spotify.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Shame me.
What?
Are you okay?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, like, let's...
Give me one good reason.
Because I'm cheap. Bitch. I don't know.
You don't want to spend the money.
Yeah, and yet I spend money on, like, Netflix and shit that I don't actually use. Like,
disgusting.
Yeah. Anyway, so now that shaming's out of the way...
to live, like, that. Just not fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Void of joy.
Yeah. Without music.
No light. No music.
So I type in Now That's What I Call Music on YouTube, and what does it suggest? A playlist for Now That's What I Call Music 19. And I thought, hey, that's from like my prime of listening to these CDs. It's got to be like early enough. And I think they're up to like 75 now.
They're 77.
77? Wow. Great. And
never thought I'd see the day.
No.
Here we are.
But
they're one of the few companies that's actually like increased revenue during the pandemic. Like a lot.
Wow.
They spiked. Yeah.
Well,
everyone wants music.
This, Now That's What I Call Music 19. This album, if we even want to call it that, CD, whatever. It's obviously got its heavy hitters.
Digital compact disc.
Starting off hot with Gwen Stefani, Holla Back Girl.
Banger.
I can't say Holla Back Girl and not feel it just so. And then going straight to Will Smith, Switch. You got some Sierra in there. Eminem, Mockingbird, that's a skipper right there.
Like, ew.
Yeah, just no thanks. Destiny's Child, so I was looking at that. Baby, huh? Yeah, Beyonce, early Beyonce.
Beyonce.
What is it, the hive? That's the,
or as you the should pronounce base. It, Beyonce.
But this ends up evolving, and I don't know if they front-loaded these CDs, which I thought they did. Like, oh, these are just like the ones that everyone loves at the top. And then, like, progressively, the songs got, like, less and less popular.
Yeah.
But somehow...
No. Au contraire.
At the end of this, we've got The Killers, Mr. Brightside, like, one of the most popular songs.
I think I've heard of that once or twice.
Yeah. I'm trying to think how it goes.
Mr. Brightside,
Mr. Brightside, you're always on the bright side.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Nothing's gonna bring you down. You are on the bright side.
Great way to avoid copyright. Yeah,
I love it.
Coldplay, Speed of Sound, average song, but then Gorillaz, Feel Good Inc. Like I think I've already mentioned on this podcast once before. That's like the first song I ever heard by the Gorillaz. And
such a good song.
Good song. And then as a Christmas gift, my dad got me the Gorillaz CD because I like that song.
Fun fact, that's my alarm clock for like 5 years.
Because you felt good.
Yeah, I felt good waking up to it.
It just hyped you up?
It did.
That would be a good song.
It was a good
song. I'd be worried about it being ruined for me, but like if you just don't let it get... I mean, it really is such a good song.
It's just the chorus.
There are some songs that are just like... This will never get old.
At some point, I had the song Sexting by Schoolboy Q as my like song that went off as my alarm in high school.
I'm pretty sure I had a Schoolboy Q song as my alarm.
But it's like, it's not even a good Schoolboy Q song. All night long, we it's like, imagine like me, like 14 years old, waking up to Sexting by Schoolboy Q.
Get this day going.
That's Sexy Can I? By Ray J.
Well... I don't know why Sexy Can I, that made me then think of Sexy and I Know It, which is that on the album that you picked, Jake.
Wow.
What is that, LMFAO?
Fucking segues. Holy shit.
Fucking segues.
And Jake's not even ready for it.
I had to open up my phone.
I went no look past.
Yeah, the first song on this album.
I went no look past and Jake wasn't even ready for it. Mm-hmm. Ball goes straight out of bounds.
It bounced
bounce,
off my
over.
Nose. Let me get ready. Sorry, I was sipping on my drink. Yeah. All right. So first song right out of the gate, Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO. Oh, so this is Now That's What I Call Music 41. Because I looked up what was like 2011. Like, so we were like peak middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so we would be hearing these songs at the like bar and bat mitzvahs, the school dances.
Yeah. This had to have been, like eighth grade, freshman year of high school, like right in that range.
This was middle school. This is like 2011, I think.
2011,
this is like September.
Freshman high school.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it totally is.
Hey-o.
Damn.
Hey, man.
Wow.
Well,
hey, man.
Either way, I can't count. But Domino by Jesse J, which is up there as one of probably the best songs ever made. I will say that hands down. Catchy. Awesome.
So funny.
Fantastic.
So original.
Workout by J. Cole.
Great song. Cool. Classic.
So that was my alarm for a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, you never skipped that song.
First kiss, freshman year of high school. On the way to formal or whatever it was just blasting that car with.
Okay.
Bleep that out.
Yeah. Let's name a bunch of people so we have to bleep a ton of shit.
Or homecoming. It was homecoming.
Okay.
And at the Marriott, which I drove by on my way over to Jake's house. So this is just that.
Memories flooding back.
Yeah, just so many memories listening to now. That's what I call music. Driving through.
Yep.
Driving by places where I had my first kiss or where I went to where I played rec basketball. As a youth child. But all these crazy memories.
Crazy. Moving on. Love You Like a Love Song, Selena Gomez.
So good.
So fucking nice. Paradise by Coldplay.
Solid.
They have to sneak Coldplay in there somewhere.
Someone Like You, Adele.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Red Solo Cup, Toby Keith. Yeah. You know, popular. Tops it all off with Glad You Came by The Wanted, which is a pretty fitting close for it.
I'm glad. Yep.
That's enough. I don't want to get copyright strike, because even if I sang that in that tune, you can get copyright strike.
All right, well,
Randy, I'm sorry to say, but we've come to the end of this magical journey.
All right.
And don't be too happy about
it. Are you serious? Jesus.
Oh, you're sad?
Yeah.
You bummed? You had a good time?
Yeah.
Well, this was fun. We're going to have to wrap things up now. We just want to thank you for coming on here.
Thanks, man.
The best, I would say without a doubt, the best guest we've ever had. Guys. I don't even think anyone comes close.
Guys, I'm blushing. You don't have to.
It's true.
No, keep going. Yeah.
Yeah, more.
Yeah, a little bit.
You look great. Dylan, I don't know if there's any
closing remarks. No, any closing remarks?
If you want to give Randy, I don't know if you want to give any closing remarks.
I'd just like to add, Randy, thank you so much for coming on, my man. Like I said, it was crazy because I hadn't seen Randy in forever, and I feel like I learned a lot about finance, which is like... Like, while we rekindled our friendship and all, that was cool.
Yeah.
But the financial, because you're a financial analyst, and I was like, Jake, get your buddy on.
Jake, get that. We used to hang out with him. What's his name?
Yeah, what's his name?
He knew it was Randy. He knew it was Randy.
Starts with an R.
That's all we need. Just an R.
Yeah.
But appreciate you coming on, and to any other listeners out there that really want to be like Randy.
You're going to have to fill out a few. How many? It was a few forms.
A few forms. I went through 3 interviews, even though there's only Jake and Dylan. I had to talk to one of their moms.
Yeah.
Not sure which one, but...
And two other guys that... Not us in disguise. Not us in believable disguise.
Yeah. No, went through a whole interview process for this, and I'm glad I'm the only one that applied and got the position to be here.
You're the first to have made it this far.
Yeah, no one else made it this far. You should be proud.
No, I'm pretty proud. I've never gone this far anywhere.
So,
that hurts.
No, that's supposed to make me feel bad for you.
No, please feel bad.
It's a low bar, buddy.
No. It's my first podcast.
Probably your last, man.
Ooh. I didn't want to say it.
Don't say that.
Yeah, but yeah, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks.
Everybody, clap it up for Randy.
Shake my hand, sir. Do we?
Inaugural.
Anything you want to say? We can leave. Give you the floor. You can close things up.
No, I just want to say thanks for having me on, and this was really fun. I wish I had more time.
Anything you want to plug?
Nothing.
Okay.
Everyone needs to follow me on LinkedIn.
Ooh, yeah.
That's the way.
Gotta get those connections up. Yeah, I'm trying to get the
500. You know,
500. Endorse some of my skills.
Yeah, please.
For sure.
Yeah, anything you can think of, just endorse it, or just DM me on what to put, and then I'll put it, and then you can endorse it. But I'm just trying to get my followers up on LinkedIn. That's all that matters.
Connections. Wow.
Nothing else to plug.
Well, you heard the man.
Way to bring the energy down on that one. But thank you for coming. We appreciate you so much. I love you.
Thanks.
Oh,
that hurts.
Okay.
All right. Nice knowing him.
What a fucking prick. Anyways, thank you so much, Randy, for coming on. We really appreciated it. You were the best guest we ever had. Just a good guy, you know?
Yeah, I can't believe you roomed with that guy. Super cool. Super cool.
Cool, crazy, fun.
I'd hang out with him.
I would invite him back.
But yes, in all seriousness, thanks, Randy, for coming on. And thank you to everyone that has made it this far. We would love for anyone that feels like it to subscribe, leave a review. All of that goes a long way and is greatly appreciated.
I know. I love reading them personally. I get quite a hoot out of it.
Yeah. It makes me feel like I'm doing something worthwhile with my life.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go with that.
Cool.
Anyways, thank you so much, everybody. And until next time, bye-bye.
Peace.